What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on yet another shocking episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that will confuse your pets and possibly make them burrow into your walls never to be seen again. When a young woman travels the backcountry of Brazil on a bus tour, she finds herself having an unexpected and very unexplained experience as the bus driver suddenly loses control of the vehicle due to what some say may have been black magic designed to torment or even kill the passengers on board. That story and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. The phone number, of course, 855-853-4802. To share your real ghost stories with us. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up for that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Ghostpodcast.com has all the links for you right there. You get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything commercial free. And it's all there for you. Always updated every single week with brand new material for you to binge away on ad-free. Ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Well, I had, you know, and not like I like to dwell on this, but I lost my dog, and it's 3 weeks ago tomorrow, and he was 16 and 7 months old. So it's been a lot just dealing with it. And
yeah.
I've had so many people reach out to me about him, listeners, and I really, really thank them. I mean, it's been really kind. But I had two weird things happen to me. So I think I'll share one on this episode, one on the next episode. How about that?
Sure.
So this one, I told you about earlier today because I texted you when it happened. But so I did, like, I still have a few of his things out. Like, I have a basket of dog toys. It's just too adorable to pick up. Because it kind of makes me smile. And then I have some bedding. And like all of his treats, and he had a lot, like I would say, I don't know, $150 worth of dog treats because he got very picky. All of the dog treats, like I gave them away to people because, you know, they've got dogs. And
sure.
So that was like 2 weeks ago that I gave everything away, all the edible stuff. And so today I came in at lunch, which I don't do anymore because because he was so old and I had to drive home every day so I could let him out and check on him. And so once, you know, he's not here, it was too hard to come home. But today I forgot my gym bag. So I had to come home and get my workout stuff. And so I walked in the house and I go in my kitchen and there's a dog bone on the middle of my kitchen floor. And like, it was like walking into an invisible brick wall. When I saw that, it just like I stopped so hard and it was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, where did it come from? How did it get there? So you and I were talking. I'm like, it can be debunked in that it doesn't have to be a paranormal thing necessarily because I still have two cats and maybe my cat found it. And the only place like the kitten's 6 months old. So the only place he could have found it, because the other one could have cared less. Like that would be bizarre. But I've never seen the kitten carrying around one of his bones. Mm-hmm. But it had to have only been under the bed because there's no other place it could have been.
Yeah.
Like I've picked up his dog beds. Like the blankets that I have there, I folded them up neatly. They just happen to have dog hair on them and I just can't bring myself to wash them yet. I know, crazy. But other people can relate to that. But I just folded them up neatly and put them together. And so it's not from there. And so I'm like, that's just really weird.
That is weird.
That it was 3 weeks tomorrow. So for 3 weeks, this bone's just been somewhere in my house.
And and which bone of Buddy was it that they picked out and found?
A rib bone?
A rib bone or a femur? Or was it, what exactly was it?
It was a rawhide bone.
A rawhide, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because Buddy was made out of rawhide. With all the rawhide he ate.
Fun fact.
Used, maybe.
Buddy was made out of rawhide the whole time.
Surprise!
Buddy was never really a dog.
It was so bizarre to me to not have a dog and walk into my kitchen and a dog bone is in the middle of the kitchen floor. I was like,
yeah.
I just stopped and took a picture and sent it to you. I'm like, I just got home from lunch. There's a dog bone in the middle of my kitchen floor. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. That would be so weird. I mean, that was like, you know, it kind of hits an emotional, you know, or a little chord there because it's like, who brought
that? Is my cat coughing?
It sounds like a dog barking.
I know. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I think that I don't know what's going on with her. Like,
the cat is getting
hairball or what. But the other night, I was laying in bed and she did that. And I was like, there's a dog in my house. There's a dog in my house. And I got up and it was her. Riz, hey, kitty. I don't know what's going on. Just a sec. It's okay. You okay? Sorry. You might want to edit this part out.
This is where Carol does an exorcism.
Because everybody's like right now going, oh my God, her cat's going to die too.
This is Carol's going to do an exorcism on the cat.
Because it's like a really freaky sound.
Because the cat is being possessed.
It's like a dog barking sound.
The cat is being possessed by the spirit of Buddy right now, live on the air, everyone. And
you know, it didn't start till after he was gone. I don't know. But then it'll stop and it might happen 2 days from now. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So
is the demon gone? Is the demon, are we officially?
Demon is gone. Cat's back to normal.
Well, there we go. That was an instant exorcism performed by Carol Hughes, everybody. Congratulations. She just didn't have to say anything. Like, no power of Christ compels you. It was just, demon's gone.
It's just like, Riz, you okay, Riz?
You are just, you're like those 1980s televangelist preachers. Just, demon's gone. And then.
Well, it's like, I would take, like, I don't even know what to tell my vet. Like, once in a while, she coughs and it sounds like a dog barking. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah,
it's like not every day and I can't bring her in and she'll replicate it in your office.
Yeah.
I don't know. If anybody has any suggestions, please message me on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah. And then Carol will send you the DVD, How to Exorcise Demons from Your Pets. You'll get the first volume absolutely free. And then volumes 2, 3, 4, and 5 will come every month after, giving you different tips on ways to exorcise demons from your pets, including
the demon is still there. It's not gone.
Including methods that involve Nutella, Miracle Whip, and Hellman's Mayonnaise. You can get them every single month when you subscribe for only one easy payment of $10.99. And then you'll be billed $38.99 every single month thereafter, weekly. It's some Time Life music and Time Life video, How to Exorcise the Demons from Your Pets. With Carol Hughes. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hi, Tony. I'm calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. I've called in a few times before. I was listening last week or 2 weeks ago, and somebody called in about a farting ghost, and you had said that you were pretty sure somebody else had called about a farting ghost before, and that was me. When I was just home alone with my 4-month-old daughter and somebody farted, something farted behind me. anyway, it's nice to know that stuff like that happens, that there are really farting ghosts out there. My husband still doesn't believe me. He still likes to, you know, kind of poke fun at the story and say things like, oh, I'm sure it was, you know, the neighbors or whatever. It kind of bugs me that the few experiences I've had have always been when he is not around. So I always just tell him, if you were there, you would know. You would know. It was just an obvious fart. Absolutely a fart, though. So anyway, I wanted to tell another story about something that happened when I was, I think, about 17 or 18. My dad used to record shows on TV or movies on TV with those videotapes that, you know, you would put in and push record for a certain time on your VCR. And it had a lot of time. I'm sure you'll remember. It has a lot of time on those tapes, so you can record lots of shows. You can record hours and hours and hours. I swear there had to be like 8 hours of time on those tapes. Maybe even more, I don't know. A lot of space. So my dad used to record things that he liked to watch, like The Golden Girls, I Love Lucy, just random things. And then, of course, movies. I remember we had, like, these are things I've never seen, but when I'd open our little cupboards, I'd read them all, and it's like Romancing the Stone, Crocodile Dundee, like, whatever. So, anyway, one night when I was about 17 or 18, it was like a Saturday night, and I was feeling not super tired, but it was pretty late, so I decided I would put on a movie. So I got in our little cabinet with the movies and looking through, I'm like, okay, what do I feel like? Well, I decided to put in a tape that was like, it said like I Love Lucy on it or The Golden Girls or whatever. It was just some like older sitcom lighthearted show that I could fall asleep to. So pull it out, I put it in, and I lay down on the couch and I'm watching TV, and, well, apparently I fell asleep. And the next thing I know, I wake up to the TV blaring loud, so loud, it was just probably as loud as it could go on the TV. And I looked at the TV, and I've never seen The Exorcist, but I knew right away that that's what was on. It was a priest standing over a person's bed. I think it was a girl in the bed. But anyway, he was standing over the bed and, like, you know, praying or chanting or whatever it is, saying a bunch of crazy stuff over this possessed person. And it was just so incredibly loud. It was terrifying. So I laid there, and I kind of had the blanket pulled up to my chin, and I was just trying to decide what to do because I was so scared. It was such a scary part. And I was really confused at how it was on because I had fallen asleep to, you know, I Love Lucy or whatever. So I was just really confused. Also just, you know, just barely waking up, and then that's what's happening. So I just laid there with the blanket up to my chin trying to decide what to do. Finally, I decided, okay, I need to get up the courage to run up and turn the TV off and just haul it to my bed as quick as I could. So I started sitting up and getting ready to jump up and go run, turn it off. And as I did, the TV went louder then I think is even like possible. I don't even think there was like a button that you could turn it up that loud. So it got super, super loud. So scared the crap out of me. So I laid back down and put the blanket up, this time probably higher, like up by my eyes. And I just thought, I don't know what to do. I was so scared. So I laid there for a couple more seconds and decided, okay, like, I have no choice. I have to get up and turn this movie off. It is so scary. And the whole room felt evil. It just felt terrible. So again, I sit up, getting ready to jump up off the couch and run and turn it off. And again, it gets louder. So when I laid back down, it went back down to like loud, but not as loud as it was. And then when I sat up again to get up, it went loud, loud, loud again. Just unbelievably loud. So I laid back down, put the blanket up, and finally I just decided, okay, this is it. It's going to get really loud, I'm sure. It's going to be very, very scary, but I'm going to run up and I'm going to turn it off and just run to my room as fast as I can. So I sat up, and of course it got really, really loud. And I actually was too scared to run to the TV. So I like just kind of quickly walked to the TV. And with every step I took, it got louder and louder. It was like screaming. It was just like that priest was just screaming this into the room. It was so terrifying. And like I said, the feeling in the room was just awful, just so horrible. It just felt so evil in there. So finally, I get to the TV and I hurry and shut it. Oh, right before I got there, I forgot about this part. Right before I got there, it went to the black and white salt and pepper static. I probably had like a couple steps left to get to the TV, and it went to the black and white staticky loud shh. And it was just loud, just so loud. My family was home too. I don't know how nobody woke up, but nobody woke up because nobody came out. And I was so scared. I just turned it off as fast as I could and ran to my room. And the next day, I put the tape back in and rewound it because I wanted to see if at that part it did actually, like, you know, maybe end the movie or something and go to the static. So I put the tape in and rewound to that part, and because it wasn't very far, I had turned it off, you know, and it didn't, it just played right through. No black and white salt and pepper sound, nothing. It didn't get loud, nothing. It did nothing. It just acted normal. I've never watched The Exorcist to this day. My dad obviously recorded it. That's the only part I've ever seen, is the part that I was, the part that I had to watch because I woke up to it. and I never want to watch it. And I actually, to this day, warn my little kids, to never ever watch it. You know, when they get older and to get to be teenagers, I said, don't watch it. Just don't do it. So, they're actually like afraid of it and they don't even really know what it is. So anyway, that's my story. Moral of the story is don't watch The Exorcist. It is not a good movie. And I know I've heard a lot of other people say from listening to this podcast that they've had similar experiences with The Exorcist. So I just wanted to call in and tell you mine. All right. Well, have a great day.
Carol, your thoughts?
Well, I think that if you want your children to watch The Exorcist, tell them to not watch it. Because anytime you tell a kid not to do something, then when they get, I don't know how old your kids are, but by saying don't do that, they're going to do it.
Yes.
They're going to be at somebody's house and be like, let's watch Exorcist.
She's going to be like, oh my God, have you seen The Exorcist? You're like, no.
But you got to see it. Oh, my God. You're going to love it. It's the best.
My mom told me not to see it.
It's the best teen movie in the world. It's the funniest thing. You're going to love it. Go watch The Exorcist. They'll never watch it.
Are you playing the music behind us?
Yes, I am.
The Tubular Bells. Now, that's a creepy song. Like, that's a really, really good song for a scary movie.
It is.
But I do think that's freaky. But I was going to say, you know, the thing about those VCRs back in the day, like, I was never able or smart enough, probably is more accurate, smart enough to program one to actually record anything and do it. Because they were really difficult to program.
I could do it, like, I knew it, I could press it, like, when I was watching something.
Yeah,
I
mean, but when you wanted to, like,
schedule,
okay, at 8 o'clock tonight.
Nope.
Like, they were really hard to do that. And so all the time, you'd be watching something, and then you accidentally, you think you're putting it on one tape, you got it on the, like, I was going to tape over the Golden Girls, but I accidentally taped over Dynasty. Now what?
Yeah.
I'll never know what happened to Crystal. But, so, like, I can get how in the middle of something, The Exorcist can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I could also see how the volume might change in a VCR if one station was loud and one wasn't loud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that is weird that it kept getting louder and louder. Or did it? Was it just it messing with your head? Because if you're a kid, that was this damn scary movie. I read the book when I was 12, which was really stupid.
Because I
was terrified.
I never read the
night.
Book.
Oh. I read it. It's like William Blatty or something like that.
Yeah.
But I read it when I was really young.
Oh, wow.
I'm living in a freaking haunted house and I read The Exorcist. Like, that's just stupid. But I read it during the day. And I've seen it as an adult. And it's not as scary as it was then.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could watch it home alone, though, now. But when they had the 25th, this is funny, when the 25th anniversary screening came out, you know how, like, they're bringing back E.T. for the 25th anniversary.
No,
so
I
it's fun to go see those movies in a really nice theater.
E.T.'s coming back for, like, the 40th anniversary.
Is it? I can't remember. Was it the 40th?
Was the 25th. Yeah,
40th, I saw it a couple weeks ago, the preview.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see that one, too, by the way. I think that'd be fun. But so we go see The Exorcist. And it's me and my friend, and we walk in, and there's nobody else in the theater, and it wasn't reserved seats. And so we're, like, making this big joke, like, is this the exact center seat? Is this one the exact center seat? Is it this row? And we're just being stupid. So we finally go, these are the exact center seats. So the lights go down, the credits start, and it's just going to be me and him watching this movie. And which is kind of awesome. It was a matinee. And about that time, this guy and his son come walking in, and they're walking up the steps, and they're getting closer and closer and closer to our seat. I looked at my friend. I'm like, they better not sit in this row. Like, I'm going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
They sit in our row. Not only do they sit in our row, but it's him, me, empty seat, them.
That close.
All these
maybe
seats.
They were scared.
There's
got to
be 150 seats in this theater.
Maybe they were scared too, and they wanted to be close to other people.
It's my only theory.
Yeah, or they were a predator. One of the two.
Maybe it was a guy, and he was being a predator. And
that's what I'm saying. Yes, maybe they were a predator. Yeah.
It was the weirdest, and I was like, "Can we just move? Like, is that weird?" So we got up and moved.
Yeah.
I was like. I'm like, I don't want to make this weird, but
you're kind
we're
of fucking
way too
weird.
Close.
Yeah, that is
you
kinda...
You made it really weird, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. That you had a creepy experience in the actual movie. That's exciting.
But I get where she's coming from. If you were to wake up in the middle of the night, you fell asleep to the Golden Girls, and The Exorcist is going on, that would mess with anybody's head. Just that alone. Without all the volume shit going on.
I have fallen asleep to shows where I know the show so well that I could almost recite them. And when I start to drift off to sleep, suddenly the script starts going elsewhere. And I start hearing, like, the voices in the show. The show goes into some place in my mind where, like, my own mind is developing the script as it goes. And I'm sitting there going, that's not how this episode goes. Like, what the hell? And then I got to snap myself out of it, and I wake up, and the show's back to where it should be. But as I'm drifting off, it, like, Frasier takes a very dark turn, or whatever show I'm watching that I know everything else of, it goes very dark and disturbing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like, Frasier does not get a gun and shoot Eddie in the middle of the room and then, you know, take it out on Niles and Daphne at the same time. And it turns out to be this horrible suicide scene. But in my dreams, that can happen. But then you wake up and it's
like, that's really dark.
It's very dark. It's just, it's a weird place in my mind. A place no one wants to venture to. Let's go to a letter. It says, "Hi, Tony. I'm Barbara from Paraguay. I'm a big fan of your show, and I want to share one of my experiences. It happened in 1991 during my senior trip to Brazil. I was a 23-hour bus trip from Anascon, the capital of my country, and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I remember being asleep in the bus, waking up in the middle of the night and looking around the bus, and everyone else was asleep. So I decided to look out the window, and I noticed we were in the middle of nowhere. Then I saw this group of men in white hoods and carrying torches in a circle surrounding a bonfire. I thought it was weird. I thought maybe it was Macumba, which is a practice of black magic that was very popular in Brazil back then, something like voodoo. It was scary. I also noticed that there weren't horses or cars or trucks around them, so I wondered how they got there. They were just standing there in that field looking at the fire. It scared me, and I decided to look away. I thought, that's something I don't want to see, and I closed my eyes, and I think, like, 30 or 40 minutes later, the bus tilted violently. It literally tilted to the left, and all our things flew to the left side of the bus, and everyone was screaming. I was like, what's going on? The driver took control of the bus, put it back on the road. Well, there were two bus drivers. They took turns because the trip was long. One of them came to talk to us, to calm us down, because we were obviously shaken, and we were looking outside, and we noticed that we were in a mountain road. And those kinds of roads are usually really dangerous because they're not well kept. So the second driver comes in, apologizes, tells us that one of the wheels of the bus slid off the road, and that we were really lucky because we had a great driver who took control of the bus quickly, and that everything was okay, and we were safe. The next day, we did find out that it was worse than what the driver told us. Actually, part of the road kind of broke under the bus. I guess because of the weight of the bus and one of the bus's wheels slid, it caused the bus to tilt. The driver reacted super fast and saved our lives. We almost died that night. We're lucky we didn't fall down the mountain that night. This day, I wonder if what I saw before is connected to the accident. If it was a premonition or a warning or something. I've Googled people in white hoods to see if it is a meeting of some kind, but I didn't find anything. That's my story. Hope you enjoy it. Well, if you look it up in the United States, Google, you may find something.
Yeah.
Something there. But if you're looking it up over there.
Which would be pretty terrifying.
Yeah. But
That is really strange, because to see that right about the time the bus almost goes off the road.
Yeah.
That would have been a very tragic situation. Mm-hmm. You have to wonder, are they? I get it. I would be the same way. Like, was that connected? Or were they, like, not evil Ku Klux Klan people? You know, was it, like, some vision of protection that was around us and kept us on the road?
I mean, does the Klan exist in Brazil?
Oh, my God. I hope not.
I can't imagine, but if I'm ignorant to it, I don't know. I'm thinking it's probably not the Klan there. Could be wrong, but what, something creepy. I mean, they were talking about the magic and that sort of stuff. So God only knows.
I don't know, but it's really weird that you would see that about that same time. But then it almost seems like a good force would have kept them from going off the road.
Yeah. It
is what we associate with white hooded robed people is evil.
Yeah, and the Ku Klux Klan, which in the United States is a racist group. The
racist understatement.
Yeah, beyond racist. Yeah, it's basically it, today be classified as a terroristic organization. The creepy thing about the whole thing, the idea that they're seeing this out there in the field and not knowing exactly what it is. And any group that's going to say, hey, you know what? We'd like you to join us, Billy. We've been hanging out for a while here and shooting pool or playing golf or having Egg McMuffins at the McDonald's every weekday before we drop our kids off at school. If the fellow dad says to you, you know, I noticed you're starting to like some of those other menu items. I saw you got the griddle cakes and the scrambled eggs, and you had the breakfast burritos the other day. How'd you like to expand even more? We'd like you to join our group. Our group is as exciting as the McGriddle, the breakfast burrito, and the griddle cakes over there. It's even more exciting than that. In fact, we enjoy our time together at night in the middle of the woods wearing sheets over our head and burning crosses. What do you say to that? It's more spicy than the breakfast burrito. That would be a really weird encounter at the McDonald's, but I'm assuming that's how people get indoctrinated into the Klan.
Oh, I think back in the day, it's scary. Like back in the day, like that's just what you did. In the South, because that's
how you did things. Yeah,
felt.
But today, how does this work? I mean, it's like how do you? I guess you probably. I wonder how well recruitment works in those organizations today.
It's all done online.
Well, is there recruitment to these today, or is it mainly?
Oh my God, it's all totally online.
Okay,
like there's so many online hate groups and you can find them so easy. So if you're feeling
really?
That way,
wow.
You can find somebody on there that's going to feel just like you. And there's a whole network of people and it's just,
it
makes it really, really easy.
That's scary. People.
And then when they get together, that's when the crazy shit happens.
Yeah.
Because there's these lone gunman people, but they're also, almost here, all these people have posted to different websites or they've been on these websites and, it's just kind of freaks me out.
You know, it's funny because I look up all sorts of crazy shit online for the shows and true crime shows. I've never looked up, I guess, like hate groups and stuff that much to find out like what their websites are, like what's out there. I guess I'm almost like afraid to do that because I don't want to end up on some sort of list. But
well, maybe it's some kind of dark web sort of thing.
I don't know. I've never gone down that road out of curiosity. I mean, I am honestly kind of curious that we talk about it to see like what's out there and what are their tactics? What are they doing? But at the same point,
you can find right wing Facebook groups and ask to join them and you'll see it.
I don't think I want to.
I'm not putting down conservative people.
No,
but there's a fringe of people who are way, way, way alt-right.
Oh, there's a fringe on each side that's utterly out of their fucking minds. I've never really done that much research in that direction. But I'm sure there's crazy shit out there. It's almost been worth looking up just to laugh and be like, who wrote this and who actually, and you're like, then you're more disturbed because you look at it and go, oh my God, a lot of people believe this. And you're just like, oh, I have no faith in humanity, but I can feel that way already just by watching the regular news. So I don't need the extra step there to kind of feel that way. But interesting. Thank you for sharing that story with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and so much more. It's all there, ghostpodcast.com. You can get to Patreon site through there as well at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.